The life cycle statuses of hazard services take some getting used to. They reflect the different states of the hazards, which can control their visibility and indicate relative position and workflow. When you first initiate a new hazard with a recommender, it starts as potential only on your workstation. If you have lots of potential events, you can right-click on the console and remove all potential events, which is a handy way of cleaning up from an overly generous recommender. Once you start to edit a hazard, it changes to pending, so you can keep track of what hazards you've started to work with on that workstation. If you propose a hazard in the HID, that status is clearly reflected in the console and other machines to assist in collaboration. If you issue a new product or follow-up, they share a single status called issued. There are two main types of ending states, elapsed and ended. Hazards canceled by the forecaster are labeled as ended, while hazards ending on their own are labeled as elapsed. Both ended and elapsed hazards are filtered from the console and spatial display by default, though you can edit your settings and toggle them back on. Ending reflects when a forecaster has started down the path of ending a hazard. Elapsing is for the special time window after a product ends where it can still be updated with an expiration VTEC message.